USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senior U.S. intelligence officials say Fort McNair, an Army air base in Washington, D.C., and the Army's vice chief of staff have been subjects to threats by Iran. They say communications intercepted by the NSA show that Iran's Revolutionary Guard discussed mounting attacks against the base, killing General Joseph Martin, and infiltrating the base. The Army has been pushing for more security around Fort McNair due to the threats, but city leaders have opposed plans to add a buffer zone in the Washington Channel. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is meeting with senior Afghan government officials, including President Ashraf Ghani, in Kabul. Austin arrived Sunday, his first trip to Afghanistan as Pentagon chief. President Joe Biden told ABC News last week that it will be tough for the U.S. to meet a May 1st deadline to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. The date was agreed to by former President Donald Trump's administration and the Taliban. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A New Jersey man has confessed to killing 16 people. 47-year-old Sean Lannon is suspected of murder in New Mexico and New Jersey. He says he murdered his ex-wife and 11 drug dealers, some who were dismembered, and a childhood mentor who he accused of sexually abusing him. Court documents say Lannon confessed in a phone call with a family member who reported it to authorities. A tragic shootout played out Friday night at a bar in Texas. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
One person was killed and 7 other people were injured when a shooter opened fire inside a Dallas nightclub. Police were called to the Prime Bar in Dallas at about 1:30 in the morning and found 8 people shot. Daisy Navarette was killed. Police said the other victims, 3 women and 4 men, all in their 20s, were taken to the hospital. Police say they know the suspect and he's still at large. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Right about now, an asteroid between 1,300 and 2,200 feet wide is cruising past us. It is the largest asteroid to date that has been predicted to make a close approach at 1.25 million miles. Its next closest pass won't be until 2052. The asteroid is traveling much faster than most at 77,000 miles per hour. And there's a new head of NASA, with President Biden appointing a former astronaut and senator to run the space agency.
The White House announced its pick for NASA administrator on Friday, tapping former Florida Senator Bill Nelson to head the agency. Nelson became the second sitting member of Congress to travel into space in 1986 when he flew aboard the space shuttle Columbia while a member of the House of Representatives. Acting NASA Administrator Steve Jurczyk tells Fox News that it's important for the agency to be headed by someone who has an understanding of the inner workings of Congress.
So it's really important to have that really good relationship with the administration, including the president and vice president, as well as our authorizing and appropriations committee and their staff on Capitol Hill. What we do takes years and decades. And so having that continued support over a fairly large period of time with the budgets that support the goals and objectives for the agency is super important and critical for us being successful to do the amazing research, technology development, and missions that we have planned for the nation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.